This hymn first appeared in a hymn book that was published in 1524, one of the first hymnals in the Lutheran Church, and it only had 8 hymns in it. But the hymns were important hymns. Written by a man named Paul Speratus, he had been a priest in the Roman Catholic Church, of course, and had come over to the evangelical frame of thought. He lived in southern Germany and actually served for a time as a pastor in the city of Vienna, a city that we do not normally associate with strong Reformation roots. By the time this hymn was written, he had been chased out of Vienna and had actually spent some time in prison for his evangelical faith. He was also one of the first of the priests to marry and thus broke his vow of celibacy. This hymn, even though it is so old and was created in those interesting historical situations, continues to speak to us and through us. First of all, of the wonderful gift of grace, which frees us from bondage to sin and death. The wonderful gift of grace, which frees us to serve one another in Christian charity. And the wonderful gift of grace, which gives us hope to bear the cross which God sends to us, whether that cross be physical suffering, spiritual suffering, or the other kinds of actual persecution that sometimes we may have to face for our faith. We will sing this hymn this morning according to a number of different tunes, so please use your tune memory, and if you don't have one of those, do your best. We will sing the odd-numbered verses. We have some soloists who will help us with the even-numbered verses. When we come to verse 13, I would invite you all to stand, and we will sing verses 13 and 14 together. You'll note that in those two verses we have what we call a metrical paraphrase of the Lord's Prayer, which is a fitting conclusion to this fantastic sermon on the doctrine of God's grace, given to us freely because of the work of Christ our Savior. We sing the odd-numbered verses. May he who has begun the good work in you perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Peace be with you. Amen.